Gospel Church. Monday through Friday at 7:45 p.m. And Saturday at 12 noon. Host Pastor Dr. T. Wayne Park.
Miami.
Fort Lauderdale. Come on out to the Kingdom Empowerment Crusade
at the Full Gospel Church.
The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of WEXY, its staff, or management.
Whatever you need tonight, mean it from your heart and tell them these words.
My name is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. I am so grateful and honored to be able to come into your homes, your cars, your places of employment, wherever you are, to let you know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is moving by His Spirit, and He's doing some great things in the lives of the multiplicity. And the special thing about it is you can be a part of what God is doing. Before we go any further in this broadcast today, I wanted to welcome all of our listeners all across the world, and all of you that are in this local area. My name is Hurricane Johnson, and I feel led right now to pray before we go any further, because we have some teaching on the battles of the mind that I want to share with you that I know is going to help so many of you out there in Radio Land. So if you don't mind, just bow your heads for just a few seconds as we pray and believe God for a miracle. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, God, right now for just another time to share ministry with your children. I pray right now that your word will penetrate their heart and build them up with their tone down. In the midst of ministering, God, forgive all of us of sins that we have done knowingly and unknowingly. We pray right now that your spirit right now would aid us in this travel of walking as Christians. In Jesus' name, we pray for total and complete wholeness and deliverance. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Well, I've been talking about mind battles, and I just want to give you a recap on some things. But before I do that, let me welcome all of you out there in Radio Land, all of you out there in the South Florida area. God bless you. Now, also, we want to welcome our Blog Talk listeners and those of you that may have a friend or relative across this nation. that may need to hear a word from the Lord, because I believe I am going to say something that's going to help some people. I want you to encourage them to call this number. Is that right? This number right here. The number to call is area code 347-989-0113. Again, the number to call for Blog Talk Internet. Amen. You can hear us live right there on the Internet anywhere in the world. All you have to do is just call this number, 347-989-0113. So those of you that are listening to my voice, why don't you text someone that you know? Text a friend, amen, text a loved one, probably someone that you haven't seen, and then get them to call that number right there for Blog Talk. Now, those of you that have a phone, may know someone that have a phone, you can also view us on Periscope right now by just simply logging in to Bishop Hurricane Johnson. Amen. And then you can see all of these on Facebook by just going to Facebook on Bishop Johnson. So if I give out any wrong information, just go to Facebook and just type in Bishop Johnson, and then you can recap all of the things that we're doing. Well, this is another opportunity for me to share ministry with you. This is another opportunity. The Bible says, as water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far off land. And I have some good news that I want to share with you on the day, because I believe that the enemy thought that he had the victory. When you lay down last night, the devil thought that he had the victory. He thought that he had conquered the day, because some of you laid down with a fear, a fearful spirit. Some of you laid down with a spirit of frustration. Some of you laid down with a spirit of agitation. They just didn't go well. And I mean, you were just agitated. And the devil thought that he had the victory. He said, well, I just continue on Wednesday what I started Tuesday. But what he didn't know is that God had already prepared a word for you to hear. God had already prepared joy, because the Bible still holds truth. Weeping may endure for a night. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Can I get somebody to say amen? Okay, so joy coming. He didn't say how it's going to come. He didn't say that God was going to speak to you or a prophet was going to speak to you. He just assured you that if you went to bed last night, and I want to talk to all of you, first of all, that went to bed, you know, and you went to bed in the wrong spirit. You know you wasn't feeling right. I ain't talking about sick and having a cold and your throat a little scratchy. I'm talking about just aggravated with things that went on. Things that are going on. I mean, just frustrated. Some of you stayed up watching TV to 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning because you couldn't sleep, because you was paying some interest. Interest on what? Not a bill. You was paying interest on trouble, because that's what worry is. Worry is the interest that you pay on trouble before it comes or before it arrives. So you was already paying interest. I mean, you was paying your dues. But let me tell you something. God is already predestined, and he has already designed that there be a word that will give you joy. And that's what I said, joy. Joy is getting ready to overtake your life. So listen, all of you that have laid down last night and had a bad moment, I just want to share some good news with you, because I believe in the good news of Jesus Christ. Yesterday I talked about Gideon, and I shared this with you, how Gideon had a mind battle. And I want to recap from that, because Spirit of God gave me some more. And, you know, the word of God is everlasting. So in other words, I can take Genesis 1 and 1. Bible said, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth. And I can preach on that for the rest of my life. I don't have to take another scripture, because it's so much involved in that verse. So when we deal with this man Gideon, and now the angel comes to him and say, listen, the Lord has highly favored you. The Lord has highly favored you, you mighty man of valor. The Lord has highly favored you. You're mighty, and you're a mighty man of valor. And the Lord has highly favored you insomuch that the Lord is with you. Well, let's deal with the fact of where we found him. And I want you to focus on that fact. I want you to focus on the fact of where Gideon was. Gideon was hiding. That's what the Bible said. He was hiding his substance. He was hiding his food. You know why people lose the battle? Because in their thoughts, they misplace the locations of mind battles. They mislocate the battle. I mean, they don't have the proper setting to where their battle really is. Gideon is thinking right now that my battle is with the Midianites. He's thinking that my battle is in my hometown. He's thinking that my battle is right there where I live, when actually his battle was in his mind. See, the larger battle, amen, starts in your mind. It's not on your job. I know some of you thinking that your battle is on your job. You thinking that it's that supervisor that don't like you. You say, you know, I don't want to go to work today. Why? Because those people don't like me. And you thinking that your job is your frustration. You thinking that your job is your battle. It's not the job. It is not the supervisor. It is not the person or the personality of the person. The real place of the battle starts with your mind. And again, I want to say, so a man thinketh, so is he. I need to talk to somebody, because you're thinking that you got to get out of this place right here, and I got to get from around these people right here, and I got to get from around that right there. We're thinking that the battle is being lost in the hospital when the doctors say, listen, we've done all we can do, and there's no more hope for this patient. We're thinking that that's where the battles are being lost, in the hospital. We think that the battle is being lost in the graveyard or at the jailhouse. I'm going to tell you where the battles are really being lost at. The battles are being lost in the minds of individuals. Because you can be in the hospital, but if a man got faith in God, I don't care what the doctor say, you can be standing before the court. I don't care what the judge say. You think that the battle is in the court. Oh, I got to go fight this battle. It's not in the courthouse before a lawyer or a judge. It's not based upon what this person say or that person say. The battle starts in your mind. It starts in your mind. So that's the real place of the battlefield. And you know what? That's why so many people are losing battles, because they are not controlling their thoughts. They are not cultivating their thoughts. If you don't cultivate your thoughts, amen, then you're going to end up in a place of entanglement. And before you know it, you'll be going through this wilderness of uncharted territory that you won't know how to survive in. And then watch the scripture then when it says, so a man thinketh, so is he. It would be bad to think that I am going to die. It would be bad to think that I am going to fail. Matter of fact, it would be worse to think that I am a failure. And it can hit anybody. Do you understand? It can hit anybody. Listen to me very carefully. The battlefield and the battle starts there in your mind. It starts in your mind. So those of you that are listening to me right now, those of you that are listening to my voice right now, I want you right now to listen to the remaining words that I say, because these words are going to be words that you live by. The angel found Gideon in the real place of his battlefield. That was the real place of his battlefield. Not in front of your enemy. Not in front of the Midianites. You notice when David went against Goliath, you know, he wasn't having no battle then like Saul was. You know, they was having a battle then when they faced Goliath. But David said, I overcame this battle of the mind when the lion and the bear came against me, and I slew the lion and the bear. So the battlefield for David was not in front of Goliath. It was when he was tending to his father's sheep. Your real battlefield is going to start when you get in your car alone, when you're sitting at your house by yourself, when you're alone and nobody's there to encourage you. That's when you're having your real fight, not when you're arguing with your husband. Not when you're arguing with your wife. Not when you're arguing with this person or that person. No, your real battle starts when you're by yourself, and now uncensored thoughts are coming across your mind. Uncharted thoughts are coming across your mind. That's the real battlefield. So God, amen, went to Gideon where the real battle was. He was hiding. And God said, come out of the hiding. This is how I look at you. You are a mighty man of valor, a mighty man of valor. Listen, before I go any further, if you know anybody that need to hear this, because some of y'all are saying, you know what, such and such need to hear this right here, then listen, if they are out of town, if they're in Georgia, if they're in Pittsburgh or Tallahassee, tell them, text them, let them know to call this number right here. Let them know to call this number right here. Tell them to call this very number right here. Tell them to call this number. Tell them to call area code 347-989-0113. That's 989-0113. For those of you that are listening to me, I want you to understand what God wants to do in your life. God wants you to understand that your battle starts in your mind. And if we can get your mind right, we can get you right. If we can get your mind right, we can get you right. If we can get your mind right, then we can get you right. Are you listening to me? If we can get your mind right, then we can get you right. So now God comes to him and says that you're having a battle of the mind. Get in. But so a man thinketh, so is he. He says, well, this is how I want you to think. I don't want you to think about hiding your substance. I don't want you to think about being scared. I don't want you to think about, you know, how frail you are or how you only weigh, 110 pounds. I don't want you to think like that. I don't want you to think about the fact that the Midianites have destroyed, amen, most of your food source. I want you to think about this right here. You are a mighty man of valor. That's what I want you to think about. You are a mighty man of valor. This is how I want you to think. You are a mighty man of valor. That's how I want you to think. And all of you out there in the radio land, this is how I want you to think. You are mighty people of valor. You are mighty people of valor. I felt a moment of rejoicing right there. Now, I don't know what's going on, but I just felt the power of God, amen, just hit me. And I need to bring my music up because somebody need to hear that it's wartime right now. And since I'm talking about Gideon, I'm telling you right now, you are mighty people of valor. God say, you are a mighty woman of valor. You are a mighty man of valor. Get out of that cave. Get out of that room. Get out of that car and throw your hands up and say, God, I receive my word right now. You're going to be more than a conqueror, but in spirit and in thought, not just in speech. You are more than conquerors right now. I feel like rejoicing. Y'all excuse me. I need about 15 seconds to just give God some praise because it just hit me. What's the purpose of all that music right there? And I'm trying to tell you, that's the sound of victory. That's the sound of abundance of victory. That's the sound. God say, I'm going to play music in your ears before you get to church. Some of you are going to have church before you go to church. Some of you are going to have a sermon preached to you by angels before you get there. That's what people do, amen, who keep their mind stayed on him. He said, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. Can we do the music again? Because I hear another sound. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Listen, the Lord is with you, thou mighty man of valor. Mighty man of valor. Now, I don't care how you've been thinking or what's been pressing you to think the way you've been thinking. Because some of you have been worried about, you know, what I'm going to do tomorrow and how I'm going to get money and where I'm going to get this from and I don't know what I'm going to do about this and I need this right here and I need that right there. And you've been worrying yourself to death. And I mean, at this point, God is saying, I want you to revamp and reconstruct your thinking. Because you have to know that I didn't bring you this far to leave you now. I didn't teach you how to swim to see you drown. I didn't teach you how to smile to see you crying. No, I didn't bring you this far to leave you now. I mean, whatever faith it took for you to get here, it's going to take faith to keep you going. Can I say that again? Whatever faith it took for you to get here, it's going to take faith to keep you going. That's what happened to Peter when he said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come. Jesus didn't give no explanation. He said, come. That's all he said. And Peter had faith and stepped out of the boat, and it was already raining, y'all. The waves were already boisterous, so there's nothing else that happened, you know. But Peter started walking in the midst of boisterous waves and rain and a storm. He was already walking. And when he got to Jesus, the Bible said when he saw the waves, he became scared and began to sink. And I'm saying, when you stepped out the boat, the same waves was right there. They didn't start coming up, amen, after you got to Jesus. No, they was right there. That's why you went out there, because you said, listen, it's better to die with him than to die on the boat. So I step out on the waves. So why all of a sudden the waves got his attention? Because then he started having a mind battle. A mind battle. Do you know another form of mind battle? It's not just worryation. I'm going to tell you another form of mind battle. Watch this right here, and then I'm going to close. Another form of mind battle is when you become too complacent. 9 minutes? Okay. When you become too complacent. Do you know that can be a mind battle? Because I'm trying to figure out now, why would Peter now notice waves after he's already walking on waves? If you're walking on waves, then what's the big thing about waves now? You know what? We sometimes become too complacent. The prayer that it took to get us through a particular thing, we stop that kind of praying. Amen. The fasting that it took, amen, to get us through problems. Doctors say, I see cancer coming. Oh, my God, you fast and you pray. Then doctors say, oh, no, I don't see no more. Then you go back to becoming complacent. You know, your mind is now saying, well, you ain't got to pray. You ain't got to pray. You ain't got to fast. See, that's another form of mind battle when you become too complacent. I believe Peter became complacent. Oh, why? Because I'm here. I'm with Jesus now. There's no need for me to go any further. I arrived where I wanted to go. And, you know, you can't become complacent in this walk of faith. You got to keep walking by faith, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. So what are you saying? Don't allow the spirit of complacency and melancholy, amen, to be your mind battle. You keep that prayer wheel turning. I don't care if you get $1 million, amen, lawsuit granted today. You keep praying like you was praying when you were broke. Y'all didn't hear that part, and I got to go. I said, I don't care if you awarded $1 million today. Don't stop praying. Pray the same way you did 6 months ago when you were broke. Pray the same way. If the doctors say, we don't see no more, don't just rejoice, but keep that same prayer wheel going. Don't let your mind go into a different style of battling. You know, one is worryation, then another one is complacency. No. Gideon was worrying. Peter became complacent. Whatever the battle is, it starts in the mind. Listen to me very carefully, all of you out there. God is speaking a word to you right now that he's with you and that he's going to give you an expected end. God is speaking a word right now that he's with you. And I must say that because somebody is sitting on the side of your bed in my clothes and saying, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Well, I'm here to tell you that the Lord is with you. And he's going to give you an expected end. Now, who's expected end? Here's my final statement. He said, I know the thoughts I think of you. They're thoughts of peace and not of evil. They give you a good and expected end. Who's expected end? Well, if you battle in your mind, God say, you know it's not yours because you already doubted me. He says, I have an expected end for you. I've already predestined how I want you to live. I've already predestined how I want you to come out. So my expected end is going to take place no matter how you feel or what you go through with. So those of you right now that are going through, amen, a test in the situation, get ready because God said, thank you so much, God said, I'm getting ready to give you an expected end. I'm getting ready to give you an expected end. I believe God has a miracle set aside for you. Whatever you do, don't miss out on this opportunity, amen, to receive what God has for you. In just 30 seconds, someone out there, in Radio Land, is going to absolutely be blessed. In 30 seconds, someone in social media is absolutely going to be blessed. You get ready. Now it's about 22 seconds. We count down. You get ready because when I tell you to shout victory, it's going to take place. You got about 12 seconds. Someone is getting ready to be blessed. 2 seconds. Now I need everybody that are listening to me or watching me just to shout one word, and that is victory. Say it louder, victory. One more time, victory, because victory belongs to you. My name is Hurricane Johnson. I've enjoyed talking to you. How much time we got? 5 more minutes? Listen, I tell you what, let me wipe this sweat off my head because I done preached myself into a sweat. Bring that music up. Amen, Evangelist Nikki. I'm going to wipe the sweat off my head, and then I'm going to tell y'all what I need you to do on Thursday night. I love doing this. I love preaching the gospel. I've been doing it for 38 years. I love doing it. I love doing it. I started doing it, and I haven't stopped because I know that God is with me. That's the main thing why I do it. The main thing is I love it, and then I know that he's with me. He said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world." Listen, tomorrow night I will be at the Courtyard Marriott Grand Ballroom. I'm going to be teaching on the Christ walk. You need to get there. Now, I am going to be praying for people that walk through the doors of that church. Are you listening to me? Those of you right now that need a miracle, they're trying to tell me revival, okay? They're saying it's one-night revival. Okay, one night of miracle revival. One night of miracle revival. Tomorrow night at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel Grand Ballroom, you get there without fail. Bring your loved one. Bring your children. Bring your son. Bring your daughter. It's one night only now. One night only. Did y'all hear what I said? One night only. Not Friday night. One night only. And I want to pray for those of you, amen, that will come and dare to be there. The address is 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Zip code is 33309. I am excited about what God is doing. I'm going to shout the rest of the broadcast out. My name is Hurricane Johnson. I leave you with these words. Hope need not die because help is on the way.
A service of Multicultural Radio Broadcasting Incorporated. You're listening to 1520 AM WEXY, Wilton Manors, Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Miami, Fort Lauderdale, come on out to the Kingdom Empowerment Crusade at 2201 Northeast 19th Street in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, off of Federal Highway. It's going to be a time of edifying and perfecting the body of Christ
with the Holy Man of God.